Coach's Insight continues here on KARE 93.7 as we now talk Jefferson County North football with head coach Jeff Schneider. And we appreciate the head coach for joining us here as we get set for week one tomorrow night. Coach, first off, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much. Let's talk about last year. A 7-3 season, you won the district title, a second-place finish behind only ACCHS in the league, got to the sectional round of the playoffs, lost to the eventual state champs in Olpe. You just have had a lot of time to kind of recap and assess what happened last year. Take us down the road that you guys went on and the season that you had.
Well, yeah, obviously last year was a terrific season for us. The thing that sticks out in my mind was the improvement over the course of the season by our young players. We were a very young team last year, and we'll be in some spots this year as well. But just over the course of the season, just how much that our young players improved. And, you know, that started showing up on a win column as we progressed throughout the year. So, it was a fun year overall. Had a terrific senior class, great leadership from them. Hoping the same thing out of the guys we have now, and looking like that's going to be the trend for us. And then, just very, very pleased with the efforts that our kids have put into this offseason.
One of the guys I want to talk about, one of the seniors you got back is your quarterback. That's Blake Fowler, very good athlete. He was honorable mention All-League a year ago, also got some All-State honorable mention honors as well. How's he looked here in the preseason, gearing up for game one tomorrow night?
Well, he's sitting in his third year starting for us at quarterback. And, as far as a play caller, head coach, there's a lot of comfort in that. You've got a guy who calms the huddle. He's been in there with starting in his sophomore year, he was in calling plays for us, and he was in command of everything. Knows our offense very well. Has done just a terrific job. He's had a terrific career for us, and we're really excited to have him back and excited to see his senior year.
And one of the things that's a real positive for him and what could lead to a lot of success this year is the experience that you have back on the offensive line. Could be one of the most experienced groups that you have coming back. How about that group, how they've kind of gelled together here in the preseason, and how does that core group look going into game one?
Well, we hope they're just continue to make strides. Last year, early on in the season, that was probably where we had to make the most adjustments. I think it was week five before we got our starting lineup that we settled with down the stretch. And then we're getting four of those same guys back. So, hopefully it's a strength for us. We've got some returners there. It's kind of the same thing. As a play caller, it's kind of nice because you can make adjustments a lot easier, those sort of things. But, they got some snaps underneath of their belt last year. Hopefully got a little depth there as well, too. So we're hoping that's going to be a strength of us throughout the course of the year.
Talking to Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider here on our Coaches Insight program, getting you set for week one of the high school football season tomorrow night. And let's kind of dive into the matchup here for week one. Obviously, it was a tough matchup last year out of the gate, just a P Ridge team that's really improved over the last couple of years. Pleasant Ridge able to win the matchup last year just by two. It was a 24-22 game. Do you take much from the game last year when you put a game plan together this time around?
Well, they've been a common opponent for us week one. This will be the fifth year in a row that we played in week one. So, it's difficult going into week one matchup without film and a scout on them and those sort of things. That always creates hurdles for you. But, they're a well-coached team. Coach Fritch is over there. I think he's heading into his third year. Like I said, they had a terrific year last year. You can see the improvement in them, see the improvement on the field. You see the improvement in their win column. And then, that week one between us and them is always a very physical game. It's a good matchup right out of the gate.
We'll talk about keys to the game here in a moment, but I kind of want to go back to your side for a second. You have the senior core back. You got your veterans that have played for a year or two and are obviously going to be playmakers for you on both sides of the ball, but have there been any underclassmen that have kind of stood out from the beginning and kind of worked their way up the depth chart and maybe have earned some PT here in the early going?
Well, we've got a very large junior class, and I'd say that is really where we're going to lean on this year. We only have three seniors on our team, and we have 13 juniors. So that's where we're going to find a lot of our depth and a lot of our positions across the board are filled out of that group. Some younger guys in the mix there too. We've got a couple sophomores, Dave Knoll and Annie Baker that are stepping in some roles there for us as well. They played last year as freshmen, so again they got some snaps underneath their belt. But overall, the last 5 years I haven't had this many upperclassmen as what we have. That junior class being the bulk of them, but it's been refreshing at practice. The install has been a whole lot easier at times because of that. So,
well, let's talk about keys to the game. On the road, Pleasant Ridge, week one tomorrow night. Obviously, again, as we mentioned, it was a two-point game a year ago. Pea Ridge was able to get that win. What needs to change this time around? What are you expecting from your team? And just overall, what are going to be a few keys to get a win tomorrow night?
Well, I really think on both sides, them and us, I think they're bringing back a lot of guys on the defensive front. I'm sure they'll be playing some offensive on the offensive side as well, too. We're doing the same thing. So I think it's going to be a good battle between offensive and defensive line up front. Again, that's always physical. They're bringing back some players. We're bringing back some players. We both had some depth last year. Those players, every year, you got to have a natural progression of moving forward. So I think, as you can say, at any level of football, that's where the game is going to be won. And I think that's going to be a battle for both of us right out of the gate.
There it is, Jefferson County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here on KR 93.7. Coach's Insight, getting you set for week one tomorrow night, as it will be a good one between JCN as they travel to Pleasant Ridge in a monster any KL matchup right out the gate. Coach, can't thank you enough for joining us here on Coach's Insight. Go get them tomorrow night, and of course, we'll talk to you all season long. We'll do it again next week.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate your time.